Well, that's played havoc with what I had planned this morning. Tony? Where's Tony? Morning, Tony. Just, if you could just lay hands around his neck, Keith. One of the things that we were going to be sharing about this morning was the whole thing about the importance of membership for us as one of our heart convictions. And I believe on the back of what's happened this morning, I want to change the content, but come right to the very heart of who we are at Emmanuel, because I believe what we've seen before us this morning is an outworking of who God has called us to be. Yeah. Now, it's great that we received, I think it was 20 people actually here to be received into membership. And I want to tell those 20, this is now what you have signed up for. You may not have realized it about half an hour ago, but this is what you have signed up for. And if you are a visitor here, if this is your first time here this morning, well, what can I say? We need to be people who are ready to respond to the voice of God. This has always been at the very heart of who we are as Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel was actually given to this church prophetically. It wasn't a result of a committee. It wasn't a result of, you know, put your suggestions on a piece of paper. It was spoken into this community some 40 plus years ago. And ever since that has been spoken into this community, the desire of the heart of this community is to see that name be a reality in our daily experience and in our corporate life together. So God with us is not just a banner. It is something that we need to live and breathe 7 days a week, but when we come together. And as we have seen this morning, no one had that planned this morning. I think if we had planned that, Johnny might have delayed his coming into eldership by another week. But we need to be a people who are responding to the heart of God and the word of God for us. So when we look at Joshua chapter 6, if you've got a notebook, please make a note of this. If you've got your electronic device, get it geared up and have a look at Joshua chapter 6. Because I believe that in Joshua chapter 6, we find the heart of what we have done this morning. And we are not quite finished. There is one element yet to be fed into this morning. So when we look at Joshua chapter 6, there are particular stages which a prophetic people need to recognize and act upon. It's not simply a nice chapter for us to read and say, oh, what a lovely story. As we've seen this morning, this is speaking into who we are today in 2025. And the first thing we see in John, Joshua. So if I get it wrong, you have permission to shout out Joshua. Right? So if I say John.
Joshua.
Hey. That guarantees I'll get it right now. So when we look at Joshua chapter 6, it says Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua. Now, when we look at this, what's happened this morning, as we head into all that God has got for us, we need to recognize that it's the voice of Jesus speaking into the community that makes the difference. We're not coming with bright ideas. We're not coming with some gimmick. God save us from gimmicks. What we need to do is hearing that voice of God speaking into this community. So the story begins, the Lord said to Joshua. And we have enacted out what we have done this morning because we believe the Lord spoke to Tony. Yes. Tony then summoned Keith because Keith didn't have very far to travel, literally across the road, in order to receive that prophetic word that Tony, and then we've seen the outworking of that. But it begins with Jesus. Yes. And we need to be that community who are acting on that now word of Jesus. I believe Christian communities lose their edge when they rely on tradition rather than the now word of God. Amen. We need to be pressing in. And the people of Israel always declined and went into some sort of defeat when they failed to listen to the voice of God, what God was saying to them then. And when we look at this story, it says the Lord spoke to Joshua. And what the Lord says is actually ridiculous. And so there might be people here this morning, and you think, what on earth was that all about? Well, I'll let you into a secret. We're wondering that as well. Because we don't have all of the loose ends. We don't have all of the answers. But as an eldership, we believe that God had spoken and that we responded to that message. It wasn't because Tony had a bright idea. It wasn't because Keith agreed with that bright idea. And we all decide, oh, well, right, it fills in the morning, doesn't it? Yeah. It wasn't even because Keith knew I was preaching and decided that I would have less time. Glory to God! It was because we believed it was God's now word to us and we had to act upon it. And as we act upon it, we've got to leave the results up to God. Right. It's not our job to figure out what happens next. Praise God. It's our job to be responsible before God in the action we take now. So the whole thing begins. The Lord said to Joshua, the initiative is God's. Yeah. And we need to be those who are tuned in to what God is saying. So he says, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with his king and fighting men. Verse 4, have 7 priests carried trumpets or ram's horn in front of the ark. And when we look at this story, the ark plays a central role in this story, for it represents for those people the very presence of God. And this morning, God has been present. This morning, God has spoken, and we have acted in response to that word. So the Lord says to Joshua, then when we look at verse 6, the job of Joshua is to speak to the people. And we have seen that outwork this morning. The word came, the elders responded, and that brought about a complete change in what we're doing within this gathering. So it says in verse 2, the Lord said to Joshua, verse 6, Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant. So again, the presence of God, very central to all that they were doing. And he ordered the people, advance, march around the city. And we need to be ready in order as a leadership to say what God has said to us, in order that as we look through the story, we find the people responded. And it's a partnership. This is a divine partnership that we are all caught up in. God speaks, leadership responds, and together as a people, we need to rise up and follow where God is leading us. Yeah. And this morning was a wonderful outworking of that, because it would have been a very lonely place for 4 or 5 of us simply to wander around this building while the rest just sort of looked on and thought, what on earth are they up to? It's great when we're all joined together and we can all say together, what on earth does this mean? But it's that community activity. And that was what Emmanuel has always sought to be. Leadership, leading the people, but a people willing to follow in order to see what God will do next. That's what being a prophetic people is. Hearing God, acting upon what God has said, and leaving the results to him. So when we look at this story of Joshua, got the name right. When we look at this story of John, hey, you're with it. When we look at this story of Joshua, there is this journeying in the revelation of God. God speaks, Joshua responds, and the people have to respond and follow, which we have done this morning. But the central thing is that we have that presence of God, which I have just mentioned. And that is just so, so important. And as we head from this time, what's the date? 16th of March. I can't believe we're halfway through March. But as we head through the rest of this year, the cry of our hearts is, Lord, speak, we will follow. But let your presence be the central thing that drives us. Let your presence be the hallmark. If we had one thing that needed to be the hallmark of Emmanuel, it's the living presence of Jesus in our midst. I am not interested in meetings. After having been in this ministry for more years than many of you have been born, another meeting is the last thing I want to go to. But encounter is different. An encounter is not simply a meeting. You can have a meeting without encounter, but encounter is that meeting with Jesus. And as a community, we need to lay hold of that week by week, day by day in our individual lives, because that is what makes the difference. I'm not interested whether you come here on a Sunday morning to listen to a half hour sermon, and there will be half hour or less. That's not the important thing. The important thing that word leads you into an encounter with Jesus. And this morning, I believe that as we have responded to his word, so we have encountered Jesus among us. But it says in verse 20 of Joshua chapter 6, when the trumpet sounded, the people shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. We are not good at shouting. I think we are so reserved that in order to make a noise, it's almost as if we're committing some sort of sinful act. I know of many people who think, oh, I don't like noise. I don't like all this shouting in church. Put them in front of a television when their football is on, and they're sitting there going, oh, yes, we'll go there. And I'm thinking, hang on. Why are you doing that for a football, but you're not doing that when the word says shout in terms of our command to shout to Jesus? Yeah. I don't get it. Now, I am not a football fan. I am not a fan of anything that involves movement. In fact, what I am going to do, I'm going to check my heart monitor here for my step count for the last... it was great about an hour ago. Yes, half an hour ago. For me, what we have done this morning is my exercise for a week.
Only a week?
I'm being kind there, John. But I sometimes believe we need to shake off this reserved thing. And enter into all that God has got. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes, that involves us shouting to the loud. Shouting to the Lord. How many times are we encouraged, commanded in the book of Psalms to shout to the Lord? And that is one of the things that we are gifted in ignoring. And yet it's clear from Scripture. Now, I have been in churches in many parts of the world. And I'm thinking of now of my Ghanaian brothers. Where's Peter? There's Peter. Bless you, my man. Now, Peter's not a quiet man. Millicent's not quietly. Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that? But when you're in the Ghanaian churches, there is that rise of praise and worship that will deafen you. But I'm just thinking, this is life. It's vitality. It's not just empty noise. It's hearts being expressing their joy and praise of Jesus. We need to enter into that more and more and more, so that we are living in a greater sense of freedom in our worship. I'm not trying to hype anything up here, but I do want to challenge us to move out of our little reserved lives into that shout of praise that the people of Israel had to give in order for the walls to fall down. Joshua did not say, right, I want you to wander around the city a few times, and then on the seventh day, I'd like you to whisper so that the walls will come down. That was not the command to the people of God. He said, I want you to walk around, and then you're to give a war cry. And this text is very clear. This is not just any old shout. It is a war cry, because they realized those walls needed to come down in order for them to enter into what God had for them next. And this is what this morning is about. It's about giving that war cry to King Jesus in order that the walls that hem us in will come down so that we might enter into what God has got for us next. And if he's got nothing, thank you. And if he's got nothing for us, this is absolute shit. If he's got nothing for us, we needn't bother meeting here week by week. If we have given up hope, don't come. How many churches do you get where they say, don't come? The prophetic revelation of God this morning is that God has more for us to receive than we have so far received. And as we come together each week, we need to come with that heart, drawing on the Spirit of God in order that we might move forward in whatever he has for us. And we're not coming this morning with a plan. That's not it. We don't have a nice plan mapped out. We are simply saying we're going to come, Lord Jesus, and you take us on to whatever you have got for us next. Yeah. So we're not placing a limit. There are no glass ceilings. We are simply open to receiving that word. As the Lord said to Joshua, Joshua passed it on to the people, and the people all responded. That is a heart conviction of who we are as Emmanuel.